The not-so-fast track. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. The Senate Republican leader says some Republicans may not vote in favor of a bill aimed at avoiding a nationwide rail strike. At least one union accusing President Biden of letting workers down by not advocating for changes when he called on Congress to intervene.
Negotiations are deadlocked. It appears a bit of a moot point right now. Only Congress has the authority under the Railway Labor Act to intervene here, either by extending the deadline, calling in an arbitrator, or legislating that agreement that some of the unions voted down. A rail strike would have devastating impacts, though, on the U.S. economy. Industry CEOs in agriculture, retail, and energy said today, for every day of a strike, the supply chain would need 5 to 7 days to catch up.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich at the White House. The tentative deal doesn't resolve the main sticking point of paid sick time, but a House vote now expected tomorrow. Top congressional leaders meeting earlier today with the president, who's now in Michigan, calling an expanding computer chip plant evidence of his economic plan working.
We exported more jobs than products. Now we're back in business exporting products, not jobs.
Meantime, the lame duck Congress has some key issues to address, including a spending bill needed to avoid a government shutdown in December. The House and Senate GOP leaders making their position clear in the controversy over a white nationalist having dinner recently at former President Trump's Florida home.
There is no room in the Republican Party for anti-Semitism or white supremacy.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell adding that anyone meeting with people advocating that point of view is unlikely to be elected president. Trump has said he didn't know Nick Fuentes, but stopped short of condemning his ideology. The U.S. still leading Iran 1-0 in a must-win match at the World Cup. They are in the closing minutes of stoppage time. The Dow up a point at the bell. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
The new owner makes yet another change on a social media giant.
Twitter is no longer enforcing its longstanding policy aimed at tackling COVID-19 misinformation. Just the latest new move under Elon Musk, who promised general amnesty for suspended accounts. The social media platform noting the policy change on one of its website pages. Some civil rights and other advocacy groups have been urging companies to pull ads as a way of pressuring Twitter's new CEO to resume content moderation measures. The move coming amid growing concerns about Twitter's ability to fight misinformation after Musk cut staffing in half. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
That COVID misinformation policy had been in effect since early 2020, suspending more than 11,000 accounts and removing nearly 100,000 pieces of content it deemed potentially harmful. An earthquake shakes central Greece, preliminary magnitude of around 5, centered about 35 miles northeast of Athens, where it was felt. No word on any damage. A lot of shoppers hungry for sales over the holiday weekend.
Despite surging inflation, deep discounts encourage more Americans to open their wallets. A record number of shoppers turning out to make purchases between Thanksgiving Day and Cyber Monday, to the tune of 196.7 million, according to the National Retail Federation. Consumers flocking back to stores to score deals, spending around $325 on holiday-related purchases. In the meantime, consumer spending on Cyber Monday notched a record of $11.3 billion, according to Adobe Digital Insights.
Fox's Hillary Barsky, sales almost 6% higher than last year. A soccer update for you from Qatar. In the World Cup, the U.S. has just advanced to the round of 16, defeating Iran 1-0. And a mixed day overall on Wall Street, the Dow finishing up about 3 points. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.